I'm Jonathan Evans.
And I'm Ashley Thompson.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Leaders of the United States, Japan, India, and Australia gathered Friday for a summit that opened with pledges of solidarity and cooperation and is expected to bring progress on COVID-19 vaccines, infrastructure, and technology. Australia's Prime Minister Scott Morrison stressed the importance of free and open Indo-Pacific, while India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi also called for peace in the Indo-Pacific. The meeting comes just over a week after the United States, Britain, and Australia announced an AUKUS security pact under which Australia will be provided with nuclear-powered submarines, a move that has been roundly denounced by Beijing. Two Canadians detained in China have been released from prison. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau announced their release Friday night, hours after the U.S. Justice Department resolved criminal charges against a top executive of Chinese communications giant Huawei. Canadians Michael Kovrig and Michael Spavor were arrested in China shortly after Canada arrested Huawei's chief financial officer Ming Wanzhou in response to a U.S. extradition request. The deal with Ming calls for the Justice Department to dismiss fraud charges late next year. Kovrig and Spacer has spent more than 1,000 days in prison. Pakistan's Prime Minister Imran Khan sought to cast the country as the victim of American ungratefulness and an international double standard in his address to the United Nations General Assembly. Speaking Friday evening in a pre-recorded speech, the Pakistani Prime Minister touched on a range of topics that included climate change, global Islamophobia, and the plunder of the developing world by the corrupt elites, as he put it. He was indignant about what he described as American abandonment of both Pakistan and Afghanistan. This is VOA News. Millions of Americans are now eligible to receive a Pfizer booster shot to help increase their protection against the worst effects of the coronavirus. Boosters are free and available at health departments, clinics, and drugstores. People 65 and older who got the Pfizer shots qualify for a booster, along with others who, with certain health conditions or risky jobs. Still waiting are those who got Moderna or Johnson & Johnson shots initially. They are not eligible for boosters yet. There's not enough data on mix-and-match vaccines, and government regulators are waiting to review evidence submitted by the companies for their own booster. No migrants remained Friday at the U.S.-Texas border encampment, where almost 15,000 people, most of them Haitians, had converged just days earlier, seeking asylum, local and federal officials said. It's a dramatic change from last Saturday, when the number peaked as migrants driven by confusion over the Biden administration's policies and misinformation on social media converged at the border crossing connecting Del Rio, Texas, and Mexico. At a news conference, the Del Rio mayor called it a phenomenal news event. Many face expulsion because they are not covered by protections recently extended by the Biden administration to the more than 100,000 Haitian migrants already in the U.S., citing security concerns and social unrest in the Western Hemisphere's poorest country. The devastating 2010 earthquake forced many of them from their homeland. Joining the global climate strike, demonstrators took over the streets of Brazilian cities of Sao Paulo and Rio de Janeiro on Friday, protesting against Jair Bolsonaro's climate policies. Other protests have been staged by environmentalist groups in the capital, Brasilia. The initiative has been replicated in about 80 countries, aimed at world leaders attending this year's United Nations General Assembly meeting in New York. The demonstrators in Rio de Janeiro held placards with messages such as "Tomorrow has arrived, climate action now, and there is no planet B." And recapping one of our top stories, leaders of the United States, Japan, India, and Australia did gather on Friday for a summit that opened with pledges of solidarity and cooperation. Australia's Prime Minister Scott Morrison stressed the importance of a free and open Indo-Pacific region, as did India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi. It comes just over a week after the United States, Britain, and Australia announced a security pact in which Australia will be provided nuclear-powered submarines. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.